Hello again, folks. Well, I did warn you in my last post that I was really tired, probably because I was so rudely awakened at 3:30 this morning by Windows 10 deciding to install updates, even though my computer was supposed to be asleep. So, when it restarted itself, that woke me up, and I had to finish installing the updates, and then was wide awake and could not get back to sleep. I have no problem falling asleep at my usual bedtime, but when I am unexpectedly awakened by something, I have a really hard time falling back to sleep, and I tend not to stay asleep very easily in any case. So I tried to read a book, thinking that might help me relax a little bit enough to fall asleep again, but the story was so good that actually it kept me even more awake. I'm reading for the first time a novella by Stephen King called The Breathing Method, which can be found in his collection Different Seasons. I've read the first three novellas several times over, but for some reason I never got around to Breathing Method, and I'm not sure why, because it's actually maybe not the best of them. That might be Rita Hayworth in The Shawshank Redemption, but certainly an incredible story, and I could not recommend this collection highly enough. Okay, the second story, Apt Pupil, disturbed the hell out of me both times that I read it. It's a little too gritty for me. I don't generally have an objection to violence in literature if it is taken in its proper context and has a proper place. If there's a good reason for it, shall we say. That particular story, it's a little too much for me. But anyhow, this is not supposed to be about Stephen King. So I was saying how tired I was, and that is why, although I did remember to tell you folks how much I've been enjoying your Audiomo posts, I completely forgot to provide you with some necessary information about the very radio show I was listening to at the time. How silly of me. I ought to be strung up by my thumbs or my toes or something. So, I was listening to the delightful Nama, aka Calmwater73, who can be found every Thursday on the Beyond Radio Network at tbrn.net. That is tbrn.net. Now, for me, her show begins at 8 a.m. Eastern. I'm not nearly as conversant with the various time zones throughout the world as she is, so I'm not even going to venture a guess as to what time her show might start in your part of the world, because knowing me, I'll probably get it wrong, especially in my current state of mind, or lack thereof. Mind? What mind? Of all the things I ever lost, I miss my mind the most. There's a t-shirt that says that, and I want to get it. I'm in a nowhere state of mind. Sorry, Billy Joel reference. Anyhow, so, I'm not going to tell you at which time I think the show might start for you, because as I say, I will probably get it wrong. The only thing I will venture a guess about is that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern is 1 o'clock U.K. time. I'm pretty sure you're 5 hours ahead of us Canadians. But Nama actually has a post on her own Audioboom page in which she discusses her own radio show and beautifully lays out all the various times at which it can be found on a Thursday. So, if you're interested, and you should be, yes, I know I'm telling you what to do. I'm trying to influence you. Definitely give her Boo a listen, and you can hear a much more detailed and organized post about her show. And by the way, I must tell you folks, it is excellent. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't take it all in because I had a few things I needed to do this morning, but I took in most of it. And she is a very professional DJ and delightfully funny. So I found the show really entertaining. Now, one marvelous thing about tbrn.net is that the website provides streams in various formats, so anything that suits your fancy, you can probably find there. It's got Ogg Vorbis and MP3 and probably even Flash, although I didn't investigate that far because if I don't have to use Flash, I'd rather not. I prefer to use my media player of choice, which for me is Winamp. If you're a Windows user, you can also use FUBAR 2000 and VLC Media Player, or probably any player that you prefer. And as I say, you can't even use Flash, I'm sure. If you're a Mac user, I'm sorry, I can't help you, but the website is very thorough, very well laid out, so I'm sure they've thought of everything. I have not yet heard any other offerings that are available on this website, but now I'm quite interested, so I'll have to check it out. Also, I should let you folks know that, from what I can tell, Nama tends to play a lot of 80s music, and for me that's always a good thing. I love 80s music. Well, of course I love all kinds of music, as you will know if you've been listening to me long enough, because I tend to post a lot of what interests me, or what I'm listening to at a given time. But I'm a child of the 80s, so all the music that I grew up with has a really fond place in my heart. And this morning, Nama played a three-course breakfast of all Madonna songs, and they were all songs that I liked, too. Yay! Yes, I admit it, I like Madonna. Well, at least I like her earlier music. Couldn't stand her in the movie Evita, but that's because for me the quintessential Evita is Elaine Page and always will be. Anyway, but yes, her 80s music, Madonna's, that is definitely something I'll always enjoy because it has fond memories for me. But Nama also played Sting and Billy Idol and Holly Johnson and an Australian group that I'd never heard of. And what was it called? Ice House? Yeah, I think it was Ice House. And she plays this, she has this episode, I think it's a weekly occurrence, called A Healthy Serving of Nuts. And it's just some funny things that can be found on YouTube. And this week's serving was indeed very funny. So, yeah, do give the show a listen if you're interested. Sorry, Nama, I'm probably not doing a very good job of plugging you at the moment. Right now you're probably wanting to plug me right in the head. But I tried my best, so there you are, folks. I can't think of anything else I need to tell you. If I've missed anything, I'm dreadfully sorry. But do go to Nama's page. Again, as I say, she's calmwater73. And give her boo a listen if you want more details than I can give you at the moment. Right, I have rabbited on enough. And I actually meant this to be a brief addendum, and it wasn't particularly brief at all, was it? So, I will cease and desist before somebody else decides to shoot me.
A senseless waste of human life.